KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Powhatan Harbor Tribe is hiring an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Odago Tribe of King Cove is hiring a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pultab sales clerk. Each is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and a family advocate for King Cove, a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan, and a family advocate for False Pass. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Hiking through the woods on a winter day, I find the snow under a spruce tree littered with twigs, needles, and small branches. A porcupine has been living up in this tree, nipping off branches to feed on the most edible part, the very tip, and then dropping the rest of the branch. From the number of nipped twigs on the snow, she's been up there for a while. Tracks show that snowshoe hares have come to nibble on the leftover porcupine twigs, and there are coyote tracks as well, likely hunting the hares. There are no signs in the fresh snow of duck-footed, waddling porcupine tracks, which in snow feature the distinctive brush marks of the dragging tail. So this porcupine is still up there. Porcupines have a home range, and during cold winter snaps or storms, they den up, sheltering in rock crevices, root wads, or like this porcupine, up in a tree. They don't hibernate, but grow a thick, furry undercoat for insulation beneath their famous quills. In addition to spruce needles and twigs, porcupines eat the soft inner bark of trees, known as cambium. I can see the bright tan bare patches on tree trunks in this area, marked by even rows of tooth scrapes and scratches, where a porcupine gnawed away the dark outer bark to eat the underlying cambium. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A project to build Alaska's first state-run veterans cemetery received a $7 million grant last week that will help it get underway. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and will cover the designs and a portion of the construction materials for the project. The roughly 250-acre plot is located on a hilltop in Salcha, a small town about 30 miles south of Fairbanks on the Richardson Highway. The property used to be a homestead and looks over Eielson Air Force Base. Verdi Bowen directs the State Office of Veterans Affairs. After over a decade of searching for sources of funding and the right location, he says the Salcha property feels like an ideal place to lay Alaska's veterans to rest.
You know, I mean, if you stand up there on a good, cool day, you can watch the aircraft way off in the distance flying out. And that virtually reflects, you know, the price of freedom. And then the final honor that we're placing on our veterans at this state veteran cemetery, the last promise that was provided to them by the U.S. government as they served.
Alaska has a higher share of veterans than any other state, according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, representing at least a tenth of the state's population as of 2022. Hank Bartos leads a Fairbanks-based outreach program called Veterans for Justice and has worked on the project since its inception in 2009. He says that with the federal funding bump, it feels like they're finally in the home stretch.
And we're all happy. All the veterans organizations around are really, truly happy that, you know, there's going to be a final resting place here in the interior.
Bartos says that the whole build-out could cost as much as $17 million. Project leaders are still working on locking down other sources of funding to get close to that amount, but the $7 million is enough to get started this year. The cemetery project is shovel-ready, and the project is expected to go out for bid on September 1st. Rural schools, mostly in Southeast Alaska, are facing a major funding shortfall this year after the U.S. House of Representatives failed to reauthorize a bill aimed at funding communities alongside national forests and lands. The Alaska Beacon reports the Bipartisan Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act was first passed in 2000 and enacted to assist communities impacted by the declining timber industry. It provided funds for schools, as well as for roads, emergency services, and wildfire prevention. The award varies each year depending on federal land use and revenues. The legislation is intended to help communities located near federal forests and lands pay for essential services. In 2023, the law awarded over $250 million nationwide and over $12.6 million to Alaska. But this year, the bill passed the Senate but stalled in the House of Representatives amid partisan negotiations around the stopgap spending bill to keep the government open until March. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection. Weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The mayor of Anchorage has thrown her support behind the Aklutna tribe's efforts to build a small casino on the outskirts of the city. Her endorsement comes as the Bureau of Indian Affairs has closed public comment on the project. As KMBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, it's a small piece of property that raises some big issues.
The land in question is just off the Glen Highway's Birchwood exit, only about 6.5 acres on a native allotment that could become another important test case for tribal sovereignty in Alaska. Governor Mike Dunleavy has already targeted the project in the wish list he sent to President-elect Donald Trump. He asked him to reverse an Interior Department decision last year that gave the Aklutna tribe the okay to pursue its gaming hall. In contrast, Anchorage Mayor Suzanne LaFrance has given her wholehearted support. She says the project will generate hundreds of jobs in the construction phase and even more after it opens.
We believe that there would be a spillover effect, too, that would boost surrounding businesses, hotels, and workers.
In mid-December, the BIA opened up its environmental assessment of the project for comment. LaFrance said in her written response, the assessment found no significant concerns. We'd like to formally share our support for the native village of Aklutna as it exercises its sovereignty and pursues economic development. Words that LaFrance says reflect her confidence in the tribe and its track record for environmental stewardship.
There is such an emphasis on listening, problem solving, and being very open about the situation. And so I feel like that's part of what makes the relationship so strong.
It's really good to see Mayor LaFrance embracing what the tribes have to offer.
Longtime tribal advocates like attorney Sky Starkey say the mayor's public comments on the environmental assessment are unprecedented.
They're remarkable from the standpoint that they're from Alaska. They're not remarkable if they were in many, many other states that have good working relationships with tribes.
Starkey says while other states have long recognized how tribes bring jobs and economic development to the table, Alaska's state government has been bogged down in a debate over the legitimacy of tribes.
It's a constant struggle to advance the ball, hopefully through good relationships like the mayors and others, Alaska moves forward.
Michelle Demert agrees. She's assistant professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where she works in the Tribal Governance Department.
Tribes are really great partners. We bring in a lot of money. We bring in a lot of resources. We want the same types of healthy communities for our villages like everyone else wants.
But a group of neighboring property owners say the mayor shouldn't have endorsed the project without hearing from them first. In a lawsuit, they argue the land does not have Indian country status that would permit a casino, which would also hurt the rural character of their community. Debbie Oseander is not part of that lawsuit, but lives about a mile from the site. Her biggest complaint is that the BIA only allowed 3 weeks for public comment on the assessment and its supporting data, which includes hundreds of pages of highly technical information. Plans call for a restaurant and space for up to 700 electronic gambling machines. The tribe says it'll use the profits for scholarships, housing, health care, and cultural programs. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And this is Big Wave Dave, and it's 9:11 in 5 seconds. We'll start out with a little bit of Walker Hayes with AA. After that, Jason Aldean with Carrie Underwood in If I Didn't Love You. And then Jelly Roll with Son of a Sinner. I'll give you one more. No, that's enough. Three's enough. Here we go with AA. That's the name of the piece by Walker Hayes.
Coffee cup, cold and black. Wish you had a little shot of Jack. Besides that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. Might change the oil in my truck. I ain't paying no 35 bucks. Kids need shoes, mama needs Levi's. And I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail. Trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife from figuring out that I made it up. And she married way, way down in Alabama where they love me to say. Trying to write a song, the local country station will play. Up skull and cigarettes. Now I'm just hooked on Nicorette. Trying not to be like my old man, but the older I get, the more I am. Trying to get paid and a little love made, y'all. Hey, y'all, at the end of the day, y'all, I'm just another John Deere guy. Up on a track, trying to steer my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail, trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife. Figuring out that I made it up. And she married way, way down in Alabama where they love me to say. Trying to write a song, the local country station will play. Hey, I'm just trying to stay out of it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on back, right to the roof. Sometimes you just need a beer. Can I get an amen? Amen. Man, I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail. Trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife from figuring out that I married up. And she married way, way down in Alabama where they love me to say.
I am.
wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep checking my phone. Wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything, everything you said to me like I'm doing lately. You wouldn't be all that I want. Baby, I could let go. If I didn't love you, I'd be goodbye now. I'd be better than barely getting by somehow. Yeah, it would be easy not to miss you. Wonder about who's with you. Turn the want you off whenever I want to. If I didn't love you, if I didn't.
Sometimes wouldn't have to fake a smile, play it off and tell a lie. When somebody asks how I've been, I'm trying to find
someone new.
It should be something I can do. Maybe if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be in the state that
I'm in. You wouldn't be all that I want. Maybe I could let go if I.
Company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. Pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired
slowly breaking. Might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a
some problems on the screen right now, so I don't know what happened, but I will try to find something here, and just give me a couple minutes, and we can, a little Colt Ford maybe with Country Thing, I think that'll do it.
Gun shack on the edge of town. That's where I'll be when the sun goes down. Big money bird dog barking out back. Wouldn't trade a man for a Cadillac. County wanna pay my old dirt road. Went to the courthouse, said hell no. It's a country thing, it's a fish on a string, Mary Jane chomping on a chicken wing. It's a tire swing on the riverbank, it's the way we talk, it's the way we sing. It's either in your blood or it ain't. It's a country thing. Know my girl since she was 14. She's the first runner-up to the Hart County Cotton Queen. She was raised on cornbread from a whole piece. She turns them heads at the feeding seat. She rides in the middle of my four-wheel drive. Got a honey hole way back in the pine. It's a country thing, it's some cut-off jeans. Paint her toes on a porch swing. Sweet like sugar cane, come a good rain. Make a little love while the tin roof sings. It's either in your blood or it ain't. It's a country thing.
Yeah, I figured this out. Here's Morgan Wallen with Cowgirls featuring Ernest. Ernest Tubb? No, it's the other Ernest. Here's Morgan.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, pouring your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey.
How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Jason Aldean's coming up next with Girl Like You, and then Cam with a piece called Palace. Then Shelley Wright with Shut Up and Drive.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. The night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like. Kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon. Lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. Let you go. I've never met a girl like you.
Now the dust no longer moves. Don't disturb the ghost of you. They are empty, they are worn. Tell me what we built this for. On my way to something more. You're that one I can't ignore.
And drive. You don't know what you're talking about. He's not the one. You ought to know that by now. You've got one of those hearts that keeps changing your mind. Your heart has a way of making you stay. So shut up and drive. Don't look in the mirror. He might have that look in his eyes, the one that's so strong, strangles your will to survive. He's mastered the art of looking sincere. His eyes have a way of making you stay. Don't look in the mirror. The man that you wanted him. drowned out the sound of goodbye. Blink back the tears. Show me you've still got your pride. Just get yourself lost in a sad country song. Those guys that they play know just what to say. Turn the radio on. And drive. Don't look in the mirror. Turn the radio on. Get out of here. Shut up and drive.
Yeah, that's Chevy White with Be Quiet and Steer. Coming up now, we have Ben Craig with Radio Waves and Justin Moore with Beta Hook and Sandpoint's own Paul Holmberg with Precious Lord.
The money, we'd take a cruise, bathe in the sun and now bathing suits. We don't have the sand, but we got the same stars sparkling on the hood of our old car. Riding in radio waves up and down the highway, talking on my cell phone to my local DJ. Requesting a love song for my special lady. He'll help me make her happy with a little bit of airplay. She'll call her right away and send a signal back my way. Radio waves. We don't need an ocean with a cool breeze. A long winding beach with a bunch of palm trees. I don't use an iPod or a TV. When she hears her name, her heart skips a beat. Riding them radio waves up and down the highway, talking on my cell phone to my local DJ. Requesting a love song for my special lady. He'll make her smile with a little bit of air. She'll call him right away and send a signal back my way. Radio waves. Riding them radio waves up and down the highway, talking on my cell phone to my local DJ. Requesting a love song for my special lady. He'll make her smile
drive him home after two umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius, cause he's into being green. My buddy said he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff. Baby, that don't sound like you, that don't sound like love. Sounds like it sucks. He can't even bait a hook. He can't even skin a buck. He don't know who Jack Daniels is. Ain't ever drove a truck, knows how to throw out a line, but not the kind in a field and stream buck. No, darling, I ain't even worried you'll come running back. He can't even bait a hook. He kissed you in a hayfield as the summer rain falls down, as he took you to meet his mama back in his hometown. Does he drive the interstate, or does he take him on back roads? Can he melt your heart with a country song every good old boy should know? I didn't think so. He can't even bait a hook. He can't even skin a buck. He don't know who Jack Daniels is. Ain't ever drove a truck, knows how to throw out a line, but not the kind in a field and stream buck. No, darling, I ain't even worried you'll come running back. He can't even bait a skin a buck. Hell, he don't know who Jack Daniels is. Ain't never drove a truck, knows how to throw out a line, but not the kind in a field and stream buck. No, darling, I ain't even worried, cause you'll come running back. He can't even bait a hook. Can't even bait a hook. Now you're the one's gonna be sorry when you're heading to get tofu and he has a flat tire in his foreign car and don't know how to change it, and he gets your new Gucci shoes wet and you're mad and irritated. I've seen you irritated. I'm telling you, better him than me, actually.
Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. My life is past and gone. Hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, the day is past and gone,
the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord,
precious Lord,
take my
take
hand,
my hand,
lead me
lead
on,
me on,
let me stand.
Let me stand.
I am tired, I am weak,
I am worn.
Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Yeah, I like my invisible friend too. He take me home. Eric Church is up next with Drink in My Hand, and then Jack Ingram with That's a Man. And we have time for Michael Scott too, I think. Ray Ray's Jukebox Joint. The Juke Joint, 369. Yeah, we'll have time for all this, it looks like. And then it will be 10 o'clock.
You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it. What I'll do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Saw a story on the local news last night about one more struggling single mother. She was talking about how hard it is getting by with no help, no money, no nothing from the baby's father. Made me think about this guy I know just to get by. Yeah, he says he'd do anything he could in this world just to give his young family a better life. Yeah, a better life. Oh, that's a man. That's a 19-year-old modern-day hero man. Those two young Marines over there fighting for their country. Man, they're gonna be friends forever. Well, they both come back eventually, but as bombs and destiny would have it, they don't come back together. Yeah, the one who lived to tell about why he can't even talk about it keeps fighting that fight up there in his head. And a day goes by, he don't wonder why it wasn't me instead. It could have been me instead. That's a you don't know how hard he tried to save his buddy's life, man. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just need a little reminding. Reach down and find some understanding. Find some kind of kindness. Read about a man who said his family had been farming the same land in Ohio for 100 years. Felt like he'd paid for it 10 times over with his own blood, his own sweat, and his own tears. If he had to, he'd be out there on that tractor working 7 long hot days a week. Yeah, he's the kind of fella that people get real quiet when he stands up in church to speak. They know when he speaks. Oh, that's a man. That's a stand tall, walk straight with God sharing the collection plate, man.
On heaven, some old slicker done bought the place and lit it up like a 7-Eleven. I guess I found the band that used to play hokey from a school game. I heard some dude with his hat on backwards singing hip-hop karaoke. Should have known that it would happen being this close to town. But I'd know a beer joint back in the woods that them city folks still ain't found. You hang a right at the stop with the barbed wire in it where the old church used to be. Better mind that curve, cause the gravel's gonna throw you right off into Choctaw Creek. There's a one-lane bridge, you just keep it in the middle. Pretty soon that road's gonna end. Welcome to the Ray Race, you joint down in the holler. Y'all come back again. Cold beer and there's chicken and ribs cooking on the grill out back. He plays ball corner on the jukebox in the corner and it's full of Hank Haggard and cash. There's a long leg waitress in cut-off jeans. She's quick to take your order. Better leave her a tip, don't give her no lip. That girl is Ray Ray's daughter. They treat you like your family.
washed up round here that ain't never been seen again. You hang a ride at the stump with the barbed wire in it where the old church used to be. Better mind that curve, cause the gravel's gonna throw you right off into Choctaw Creek. There's a one-lane bridge, you just keep it in the middle. Pretty soon that road's gonna end. Well, when Tiray raised you, joint down in the holler, y'all come back again. Tall Creek. There's a one-lane bridge, you just keep it in the middle. Pretty soon that road's gonna end. Welcome to Ray Race, you join down in the holler, y'all come back again. Welcome to Ray Race, you join down in the holler, y'all come back again.
I got a pocket full of money, all I need is misery.